than when a veteran is told, don't use your VA.
Oh, I agree.
Okay? I mean, they earned that VA loan. They deserve to use that VA loan.
100%.
Yeah, is we all need to respect that and do our best for those veterans. We don't need to try to make them, just because it might be just a tad bit harder on a seller for them to use the VA. Even a seller should be thrilled to death to help a veteran. So, yeah, I'm getting off my soapbox, no, but that's a big thing. Nothing aggravates me more than when people talking about
and
that.
And I try not to butt in people's business, but I told you we were in Boston.
Yes.
And I was watching, of course, I was might have been in a facility watching a football game instead of a meeting.
And maybe
I listened to another realtor, a Boston realtor. No, not a San Angelo realtor, but a Boston realtor. It's telling these people just what you said, don't use it. And I waited. He stood up, and I went, look at that guy. I said, that guy's full of poop.
Yeah.
I said, if you're a vet, you deserve it. It's a great loan.
Yeah, you've earned it.
Yes.
And we have, none of us should tell a veteran they can't use their VA. I mean, that's just a wrong thing to do.
Well, but one thing you should do, and I'll tell you this, and when I'm saying that, I agree with Valerie 100%. But if you go and you visit with her and you give her all your information, mm-hmm. she may say, you know what? You're going to put this money down anyway. We don't have to use your VA. You can keep it because you're putting money down. You go FHA or you go conventional because you're doing this because they wanted to not have as big a payment.
Right.
That would be a good example.
Yeah, but if you're putting a lot of money down.
Yes.
Because remember, on VA, you don't have that monthly MI that both conventional and FHA have. Okay, you have the funding fee that's added into the loan unless you're 10% or more disabled. And you'd be shocked how many people are 10% or more disabled. Tremendous amount of them.
Well, let's explain that because I know you sit way, way more than I do.
Yeah.
But you go, do you have any disability? And they look at you like,
I do it on every one of them. Okay, so what's bad? And I tell them going into this, because I'll say, do you have any VA disability? And they'll say no. And I'll say, okay. I said, I'm going to say that a couple more times during this process,
yes.
just in case I missed it. I said, because you do save money. And so,
A lot of money.
Yeah, but you'd be shocked how many people have 10% or more disability. You'd be shocked how many people have 100% disability and then no property taxes.
Did you hear what she said? No property tax. And in San Angelo, Texas, that is huge.
It is. And if you've never bought a home, again, this is a feel-good thing. If you've never bought a home, or if you haven't bought a home in a long time, I've had people, older people come in to see what they could qualify for. Oh, my gosh. And it'll be like, Dave, do you have any disability? And they'll say, yes. And I'll say, what percent? And they'll say, 100%. I'll be like, oh, my gosh, you don't pay taxes. I'll show them what their payments are. They can afford so much more because they have no property taxes. I mean, they'll be crying before they leave. They'll be so happy because that's one thing we got right is 100%. We didn't get anything else right about 90, 80, 70 with taxes. But 100%, we got it right. No property taxes.
Well, one thing
VA 100%, not Social Security.
It's still weird in my mind is, again, a long time ago, we would figure your principal and interest and then add a few hundred, maybe $1,000, a little bit of money for insurance and taxes. Now, it's real common that your P&I and your interest and taxes are the same.
Yeah.
That's how much difference it is. Interest rates are way, way down.
Exactly. So your principal and interest is cheaper than it's ever been.
Yes.
But taxes and insurance are probably higher than they've ever been.
So it's the first time ever we've seen where it's like that. So you don't guess it. And I'm going to tell you this. If you call me, which I do every time, and you say, we're going to do this. I said, let's get you pre-approved first.
Right.
And they go, why? Because even if we find something without that pre-approved letter, you may not get it, especially in this market.
Oh, I think a lot of people won't even let you show the house without a pre-approval letter now. I mean, a lot of people have gotten tough
about COVID
that.
And everything.
Exactly.
But I'm going to tell you this, and local is local. If you do have a pre-approved letter, and one's from a local lender here versus not a local lender, the chance of that realtor encouraging them to take the local lender one is very, very strong.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right up front, I will.
Yeah. And for those of us that have been in the business really long, okay, not bragging, but those who have been in the business a long time, if you have three people looking at your house and you have a pre-approval for somebody such as myself that's been in it for a long time or any of my competitors, the same thing, they're going to look at that real heavily.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, are you steering them? I said, let me help you with this. I have a fiduciary relationship with my seller if I have the house listed. So my job is to take care of that seller. If I have information for the last 35 years of what works and what hasn't worked,
right.
I got to tell my seller, this is what my experience has been,
right.
and this is what I would do if it was my house.
Right. Just giving them your advice. Your opinion.
A lot of
maybe.
People like, will ask me, they say, Scott, if you were me, what would you do?
Yeah.
And I'll tell them.
Right.
Now, if they say, and we got great inspectors in our town too, community, local inspectors, they'll say, who do you recommend? I usually give them three pamphlets because...
I need to get some pamphlets. I have a list of them, but I don't
bring them to you. But yeah. I give them the pamphlets, and I say, pick which one you're most comfortable with.
Yeah.
And whether it's price or whatever, and then sometimes they go, well, who do you use?
Yeah.
And actually, I say I use these three because that's why you pick these three. So we have it.
Very good.
So, okay, we got the bond. Okay, FHA, VA. We got the rates. The amount's gone up.
It has, and like I said, we'll have that shortly. VA matches Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
One thing I hope that doesn't happen, and you remember in the good old days when we had to juggle the interest rate and the discount points?
I hope we don't get to that.
Back
in the old days, before 1988, is actually the government set the points and the rate. Remember that?
Well, but do you remember that, especially on new construction, they asked the builder to pay 6 points to buy the rate down?
Exactly. Yeah, so they could qualify.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, hopefully we won't get to that. Hopefully that's days gone by.
Now, do you still see many ARMs?
None. In fact, if somebody calls me and they want an ARM, I'll say, with interest rates so low, why would you want an ARM?
Right.
The ARMs are few and far between just because of the fact the interest rates are so dang low. You can get a 30-year fixed rate probably cheaper than you could get a 10-1 ARM.
Which makes no sense.
Yeah, so go with the 30-year instead.
So it is. What other predictions do you see coming?
Everything has been really positive. We just have to really watch credit. I mean, credit could change again.
We got a news break. Jeremy Bryan has something.
I don't want to interrupt Valerie here. Well, interrupting Scott's one thing, but this just in, hot off the presses. Texas Tech University defensive lineman Eli Howard has accepted an invitation to participate in the 2021 College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium in January in Fort Worth, Texas. All 32 NFL teams will be there, over 150 professional scouts.
Okay.
Pretty much anyone who's going to be drafted will be there. And he received a personal invitation and has accepted that invitation. Says he's the first Red Raider in over 7 years to be named All Big 12 3 years in a row.
Yay! Go Cinco!
Way to go, buddy!
I'm sure you taught him everything he knows.
Oh, man. No, he's a great kid.
I've heard that. I've heard nothing but good things about him. They're so respectful, both of those boys. Yeah. I met him one time at Mr. T's back ages ago, and they both came up and introduced themselves and stuff, and they were just so polite. I mean, just good kids, just very good kids. So that's cool. That's very cool.
So, hey, thanks for bringing that in. Okay, we got to get back to a little real estate. We only have about a minute left, so we got the FHA, VA, bond, grant, but most importantly, and this is so important, talk to your lender, talk to Valerie, tell her the bad, the good, and the ugly.
Yeah, we're part of your team.
Yes.
Always remember we're part of your team. I'm never going to do anything that would get you rejected. I'm going to assist you in getting you where you need to be, get approved.
Way to go.
Okay.
And how do they get a hold of you?
Oh, 659-4949. I'm on the third floor of the Crockett National Bank building, Mortgage Financial Services, 659-4949.
And the sweet little lady that'll say hi to you first is Mary Sue. That's Valerie's mama.
And she's a sweetheart. People love her. When we go to a closing, people always say, oh, tell your mama I love her. And I'm like, nobody ever tells me I love you.
Yeah, no.
Okay. It's like, they all love her. Every one of them love her.
How can you not Mary Sue? Though?
She's your advocate. She is your advocate.
Okay, folks, we appreciate it. Jeremy, thank you for the input. As always, great show.
Thank you.
Folks,
happy holidays.
We'll catch you next week.